The Machaber says in today's Yeshlo Chol Kavua Lomod Kach VeKach LeYom VaYatara BeYom Lo Ishlimo Yashemena BeLayla MiYad. If you had a set amount that you're supposed to learn each day and you don't end up being able to learn that day for whatever reason, you should make sure to do it at night. The Mishnah Berurah says because it becomes like a neder, as we know, when you do a minhag tov three times, it becomes like a neder. So therefore, if you had this, that you do this every day, so you need to be able to mashalm it to finish it up. And therefore, anytime you do something, a minhag tov, you should make sure to make a tnai beforehand that you're not doing this as a neder. This is b'li neder, because otherwise it could be that it will have the status of a neder. If you're moser moda by Erev Rosh Hashanah, like we do by Ataris Nedarim, so the Samos Chaim says that this works. To make it not chal as a neder, and that's what the Chazanish says also, that since at the time of Tataris and Durim you said it shouldn't count the Minhag Tov, so then that's fine. Reish Lamed Tes Din Kriya Shema Al Mitaso Sefal of Kor Al Mitaso Parsh Rishona Shal Shema Mavarach Amapich Av Leshena Al Einai. We say Shema at night, the first parak of Shema, as well as the bracha of Hamapil before going to bed. Mishnah Berurah says, if you daven Mariv before nightfall, so then you have to say all three parashios because you weren't yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema yet. So then when you say Shema at night, that before bed, that counts as a mitzvah of Kriya Shema. But if you said Shema after nightfall, so now what you're saying is just for Shmira purposes, and therefore you only need to say the first parak. Mishnah Berurah says it's still best to say all three, because it works more of protection, because it's like the Ramach words, it's like the Ramach Evarim, but really you only have to say the first paragraph. And when you say Hamapil, it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch that the bracha of Hamapil comes after Shema, so that it's a bracha smucha to the Shena. It's supposed to be right before sleep. And any other psukim that are said, like Yosha B'Seser, Vinom, all those things, don't count as a hefsek. But there are some who are makbid to say Hamapil right before bed, right before you fall asleep, because they think it's a bracha on the Shena. And therefore, if you do make Hamapil, and you have to go to the bathroom or something, you wouldn't say Asher Yatzar. So that's why there are a lot of people who don't say Hamapil, because they don't know when they're going to be able to fall asleep, and they don't want it to be that they're not able to talk or anything like that afterwards. The Rama says, you should go to sleep right away. Are you allowed to say Shema laying down? So the Mishnah Berurah says that we saw earlier, you can't say Shema laying down on your side, on your stomach or your back for sure. And even on your side, he says it's best not to say it. The Magen Avraham says this is only when you're saying Shema to be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. But if it's just the Kriya Shema Lamita for Shmira purposes, you would be allowed to say it laying on your side. Again, you could never sleep on and lay down on your back or your stomach. That you're not supposed to do. Yashem Prakta, and you're not supposed to do. Again, one more point. If you feel like, if you said Hamapil and you feel like you need to drink or something like that, so then you should really be careful. You shouldn't do that. B'dieved, Chaim Kanievsky says you wouldn't make a brother Hamapil again, but if you did, you should be careful not to drink afterwards. But if it's in terms of Shema, so if you say Shema and then you decide you want to drink, you could go get a drink, but you need to say Shema again, because you're always supposed to go to sleep after having said Divrei Torah.